Thank you for your possibilities here, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. There are some only English or only German speakers, and I have got 5 copies of my presentation in English. If somebody wants to have one copy, please hand up. No one. Okay. Today is no longer new to assume that Paul's letters were intended to be read in the first place. This means that exegesis can take into account the rhetorical elements of verbal communication. Following this basic premise, I spent 8 years researching the Galatians, which formed a major part of my PhD thesis. I would now like to present something that was left out of the thesis, mainly for reasons of length. In my presentation, time permitting, I will present just 3 examples which are modeled on at least 1,000 similar cases in the level. First example, when we use metaphor or text as metaphor in the Galatian. A metaphor as linguistic technical term can be defined more way. We stick the original definition which dates back to antiquity. According to this way, in antiquity metaphor was a phenomenon known of using a simile instead of naming something at the one given name, because one thing resembled another, or because there was no corresponding word for that thing, a case of linguistic vocabulary deficiency, and so on. Sometimes this means finding a word that concentrates a feeling, an image, or even a complex concept. In linguistics, this meaning is separated from the dictionary meaning and gives the word and even the whole sentence a meaning of its own. In biblical usage, we don't have an easy task to asserting this meaning, because within a sentence the word can be expressed in a rhetorical way, and the most appropriate way to express the phenomenon is a paraphrased structure. The following we will look at the case from the Galatians where the sentence structure is damaged by a word, but if the metaphor is interpreted, the sentence can be reconstructed. Everybody knows this sentence. The meaning of the sentence is determined by its context. First, Paul speaks of a freedom of Christianity in this context, and then of the fact that if the Galatians return to their former legalistic practice, like you can find in the chapter 5:7, Christ shall profit you nothing, by Paul. It already uses a metaphor that is easier to understand. You did run well. They walked in the way of Torah, but they could run in the way of Christ, like the Olympians running in distance, seeing the finish line. He then hints that there are people who have missed them, but doesn't reveal their identity. Instead, he refers to the specific nature of their activity by the metaphor in chapter 5, verse 9. This wouldn't be a problem, but some commentators, especially in piety literature, confuse the meaning of leaven here with Jesus' parable of leaven in Matthew chapter 13 and Luke chapter 13. If they assume that Jesus is using leaven as a positive symbol, then it must be positive here, although it doesn't fit the context of Galatians. Otherwise, it should be noted here that the parable of Jesus is not necessary in positive context if we remain within the framework of Jewish culture. Some biblical translations correctly render the phrase to imply that it's not fermentation, but rather putrefaction. Some translation doesn't reveal the emphasis that given here. For example, a common verse like in King James Version, you can find just a little leave and leave and the whole lamp. But other English translation, for example, the New English Translation, little even makes change in the old mass, which is most correct translation according to my mind. The problem, however, is not change that even causes, but the fact that it refers to human activity. Someone does something that changed the whole community, and it's like the relationship between leaven and flour. In my view, therefore, the sentence can be expanded here to the extent that it creates a link within the context. My own solution in to link the verse 8 and 9 put together, like here you can find a solution. You can find extra clauses to the sentence, but it is so that little leaven spoils the whole lump. It's just a possible solution, but there are so many ways. This is a very plausible solution. Some assume that the Stoic diatribe may be forceful influenced them. It is a very antithesis of Christianity and Christian freedom. This required a tangible metaphor, which is indicated by the fact that some translations place verse 9 in quotation mark. The second example, when we find metonymy. What is the metonymy exactly? Metonymy is stronger image, name, situation, substation, where a word or concept can replace a more complex phenomenon. It can be a metonymic image or the contents behind the name or a content version of the longer text. One particular form of this is the synecdoche, which allows for unspoken situation. Associative imagery can occur within a sentence, but also in such a way that the context there creates an associative link with an external image on an internal image. If you associate the subject of the sentence with an external, out of the context image, you can even cause confusion in the editing. The following is a typical example for it. Paul used the word synestaeuromai. You can find the only grammatical form in Galatians chapter 2:19. Otherwise, this word can be found at least 5 or 6 times in the New Testament. But there are some links among these places, like Matthew chapter 26 and Marcus 15, and you can find the whole quotations in my paper later. It would be difficult to set up a chronological order among the documents in the New Testament, New Testament random, so I want. However, we can observe an evolution in the order that quality of communication. The first step, in the three gospel passages, it indicates a condition in such a way that in the replace a new known evil doers in the form of crucified together Christ, which we can no longer express in one word. The second step, and Paul used in the Romans letter, Romans chapter 6, but used it for Auster to himself. He assumed that our old man in English, or old self in us, can mean that the part of from the man which is crucified with Christ in the Calvary. And the third use of the word in Galatians chapter 2:19, this means that in using the medial figure, Paul is describing himself as a identifying with two evildoers in a psychical and spiritual spiritual reality of himself. When I made my dissertation, I advised a solution for this problem. I tried to translate it English as perfect as possible, and I managed to do it. So you can find here, I have been one of those crucified with Christ in put together one word, and it is not I who live, but Christ lives in me. Because Paul identified himself with the two evildoers, metaphorically, by using this word. So I like to use my time. Well, the third example, I think I will have got enough time. So I'd like to use the summary. What is the conclusion and why is it good to see that this way for solve the problem? The end of my presentation, the question must be asked, what are the practical and benefits of this kind of textual commentary? In the first case that we have seen, we saw a sentence fragment that is embedded in a context, yet discovered from it. If we take it out of context, it makes sense on its own as a proverb, but it is separated from the context. Or we need a few connective words to tie it together. The possibility of linking comes from the metaphorical nature of the sentence. Thus, Galatians chapter 5, verse 9 fits better in its context. In the second case, we were dealing with a biblical passage that is considered by countries and in memorable, and in therefore highlighted in bold print in it make it easier to memorize. This closes the door to the wider use of exegesis. In effect, the reader is using the translation, not the original text. Here, too, rhetorical reading helps. It is not necessary to do more than consider the specify of the word, systoigo. In this way, in Galatians chapter 2, 19, from 19 to 20, we see a beautiful picture of Paul on cross identifying with the cross. I hadn't got enough time to present the third example, but I hope you can find in my paper next. Thank you very much.